Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy wherever they get their podcasts. This is RS1, part of the Radio Show Limited Network.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Porsche Carrera Cup 2022 Asia. My name is Jade Ling. I will be your host for this weekend. Here I am, live streaming from Zhuzhou International Circuit. Today, we're gonna kick off our first race right here. Today, we will have 22 drivers, including 9 overall drivers, 8 Pro-Am drivers, and 5M drivers, competing for the first winner of this season. Moreover, this year we have 14 dealers fighting for the annual dealer trophy. This is more than ever. Really looking forward to the new season to start. Joining us on the track is Porsche Motorsport Asia Pacific Senior Manager 1MEC Series, Mr. Dario Garcia. Hello, Dario. How do you feel coming back to the track? Is there any insight or any excitement you want to share with our audience?
I mean, coming back to the racetrack is definitely amazing. I mean, we've been waiting for a long time to be there and seeing so many people, so many guests, so many drivers. That's a feeling that gives me goosebumps, definitely. And yeah, the season is promising to be very exciting. I mean, we have had a very intense week with our official test days. Now we finally start our first race, and we have new teams, new drivers. We have a representation of dealers that we've never had before, so many 14 dealers, and a lot of actors that were very, very talented last year. They have moved to different teams, so definitely there is nothing that can be said at that moment, but either in overall, in Pro-Am or in Am, it's going to be big battles and very exciting battles, definitely. I'm really, really looking forward to see this race.
Well, the atmosphere building on the grid, and as has been mentioned, 3 different categories here. So the same as we've seen in the past, they'll be lining up behind the Taycan safety car. The cars are all identical, so the classes are determined by the age, experience and speed of the drivers. We'll hear from our Am and Pro-Am pole sitters in a moment. But first, let's go to the front of the field, where a fantastic time in qualifying puts the Leo Ye car on pole position. And Jade is just fighting her way through the crowd to get down to Leo.
Leo, you do so well at the practicing and qualification. What's your strategy to win your maybe first win this season?
Well, it's early to predict now because we still have 17 laps to go. The thing is, we have very good pace in the practice and our tires are in very good condition. So hopefully we get a start right, and I think I'll try my best to pull away.
Not so far back down the main grid is our Pro-Am pole sitter, Liu Wei.
Hello, Liu Wei. You're doing so well. This is the first year with Porsche Carrera Cup Asia, right? You are in the pole position for your category. What's your ambition for this season?
Well, I don't have any ambitions yet. Just trying to enjoy my life, because this is my first time racing a Porsche. I'm just being really excited to be here, so trying to enjoy myself.
Eighth row, outside of the eighth row for our Am pole sitter, Henry Kwong.
Hello, Henry. You won 2 positions here, right? You won twice in Zhuzhou. It's more like your lucky circuit. So what's your goal for this season?
Basically, there's more competitors and different weather and different settings of this year. So, well, at the same time, I will keep trying my best to win this race first. Yes, and well, good luck, everyone.
36 Celsius, a tiny chance of rain. 3% of rain means 97% chance of being dry, of course. No wind to speak of, so pretty much perfect in the late afternoon here, coming up to 3:45 here at Zhuzhou. in terms of the drivers and in the air, it's not too bad. But for the Michelin tyres, our Michelin track temperature, 60 Celsius. Now, once you get over 50, the tyres are going to take a pounding. And particularly around this very complex and sinuous circuit. 3.77 kilometres, that's 2 1/3 miles, 14 corners. Overtaking areas, maybe down at 1, definitely at the bottom of the hill at 3, and then into the 11-12 area as well, after the back straight, if you will. Nice bit of elevation change, coming up from turn 6 all the way up to 13, and it's a bit of a follow my lead around that spot. And I did say there was an opportunity to overtake at turn 1, but it is quite narrow, that first right-hander. Last year, we saw some very, very close calls there. A minute then until the cars will roll off on their formation laps. Final instructions being given to all of the drivers by the teams. Nothing much the teams can do now. Let's take a look at the starting grid. Leo Yates, who was the fastest man here last year, lap record 137.405, along with Ling Keng on the front row. Lucky Law and Daniel Liu went long last year's champion on all tyres, I'm told, for that. Liu Wei in the Pro-Am category is alongside Xiaopi Huang on row 3. Row 4, who had a bit of a mistake in qualifying, Yuan Bo is alongside Bao Jinlong. Zheng Zhendong and Shuo Yule are next up. Bian Ye, Gao Yuzhe, Hong Shizhe and Ming Hong in the middle of the pack with Francis Ye. Paul Sit for Am, Henry Kwong, Wong Zhongwei, Li Chao, Eric Kwong, Zhu Jiao, Tang Robin, and Jackie Wu make up the 22 car field for us in race one of two this weekend and the opener for the championship. Stand by for action. Season 2022, round one. Juzhou International Circuit, the green flag is waved, the engine notes rise, and 2022 season Porsche Carrera Cup Asia is underway, and the Pullman gets away beautifully well in that yellow and black car. Leo Ye then pulls in to take the lead at the first corner. Oh, mistake by the outside, Paul Sitter. Ling Keng has gone a little bit wide. We had three across the track at one point there into turn one, and a spinner down the field. Now, is that Chuai Lue? I'm not sure. There's definitely a Porsche pointing the wrong way. A huge lockup coming down the hill for the number 17 of Hong Shizhe for Team CSD. Let's see who's dropped all the way to the black, to the back. It was a black Porsche, hoping they didn't get any damage. Number of dark coloured cars, might have been one of the Toro racing cars, you know. So, over the top of the rise for the first time. Brilliant start by our Paul Sitter. Leo Ye then leading out. 22. Ling Keng made a bit of a mistake into that corner, maybe just being a little bit too conservative, and it's let through into second the number 99 Lucky Law for the Toro Racing Team. So it wasn't him that spun, so was it his teammate Min Hung then through towards the last part of the lap, and it's a handy lead for the Paul Sitter. Spectators getting some good pictures on that final corner, side by side for fifth and sixth position. And the yellow and black number 2 of Xiaopi Huang under pressure from the number 6 of Bao Jinlong. That's the best battle at the moment as they go down the hill. Then two sets of two as they head into turn 3. Coming round the outside, 7-18 is Yuan Bo for the Zhangtom Auto car. That's the red and black 718 right in front of that back straight grandstand. Zhou Beiwong then leading this little pack, but under pressure from Baixing Long in the silver and blue car. Heads down towards that corner at the bottom of the hill, turn three. Everybody behaving themselves at the moment. And it was the number 65 car that spun at the beginning. That's Zhu Jiao for Team KRC. The black and purple machine right at the back of the field. As far as the man out front at the moment, it's a handy lead. 138.7 for Liu Ye. And another spinner. Oh, that's Henry Kwong. Henry Kwong, the pole sitter in arm, has gone around in the 91 car, that multicoloured machine. No numbers on the door of that car for 888 Racing. You'll notice the numbers are on the windscreen, and two cars going backwards. That's the number 23 of Eric Kwong and the 69 Jackie Wu. Well, they were battling for 18th and 19th position, and for a moment it looked as though they were fastened together. The multicoloured number 23 Kiddie World car still pointing in the wrong direction. Jackie Wu in the white and grey car has at least got his car pointing in the correct direction on the track. None of this bothering our leader, of course. Liu Ye then over a second and a half to the good at the front of the field. Limited amount of Michelin tyres this weekend, and there will be tactics being played. Some of the drivers have saved new sets for the races. Others are using slightly used sets. Now, it was the 23 coming diving down the inside of Eric Kwong. That's what started the issue down at the bottom of the hill. And side-by-side contact with Jackie Wu. Well, he'll be disappointed with that, because he was minding his own business there. Absolutely no blame involved. We'll keep an eye on the timing screen, see if there's any penalty there for Eric Kwong. Eric in that multicoloured car that we've seen so many times before. Fifth position, by the way, for Zhou Beiwong, who is leading the Pro-Am competition ahead of the number six of Baixing Long. So they're well up towards the front of the field. Liu Ye doing his normal great job. 99 in second is one of the Toro Racing cars. That's the low driven machine. Red and black with a bit of silver on it. And trying to make up for a rather tardy start. In third at the moment, Lin Keng for BD Group, one of the cars that are run by Absolute Racing. It's a white car with the pink trim on it. Oh, bit of a mistake there from Lokilo going a tad wide into the final corner, side by side across the line to the outside of turn one. It's a brave driver that goes all the way around the outside, but it's being pulled off by Lin Keng. Lin Keng's done a great job. Now, can he hold on to it? The side by side over the top of the brow down into turn three, and the position for second has changed again. Through goes Lo Kai Lo, but now to the inside of the left hander. That's three times in two corners that second position has changed, and hunting in behind them, Daniel Liu Wenlong, last year's winner in the blue and black car, last year's champion. He's changed teams. He's at Meidong Racing now. He was at Jebson last year, and he is using old tyres. He's kept a brand new set of Michelins for the race tomorrow, which you also see live here. And Daniel is letting these two battle it out in front of them. the metallic blue with almost flat black car, third in line, that's second, third, fourth and fifth, excuse me, second, third and fourth. They've changed positions that many times, it might have been third, fourth and fifth at one stage. It is second, third and fourth though. And this is allowing Leo Ye to just pull away. On lap 4 of 17. And let's just remind ourselves what happened at the start. A little bit of a tardy getaway by the number 22, Lincoln, from the outside of the front row. Daniel Liu went long, almost getting through, but the 99 of Lo Kai Lo did get through. Traced a pretty tight line, actually. Henry Kwong, Paul Sitter in the AM class, right in the middle of the class. Now, it's just a traffic jam in front of him. A wall of Porsches. Did well not to hit anybody as people were scattering. The number 65, I think we mentioned that, Zhu Xiao from Team KRC, that went around all of the usual bump and grind in the opening laps. And then now, did Henry get a little nudge in that early part of the lap, or did he just overcook it? I think he might have just done that on his own, you know. The stewards will be taking a look at it. At the front of the field, Leo Ye then leads it in the 777. John G Racing by an increasing margin. I'm not surprised with all the battles that are going on behind him. Bao Jinlong, Liu Wei, and the 86 of Chai Yue all battling for position as well as they cross the line. Number 6 is Bao Jinlong. 7th position, 2nd in Pro-Am at the moment. Liu Wei also in the 4 car. That's brilliant. Metallic purple and black was the pole sitter in Pro-Am, but sitting in 2nd at the moment. And then behind that number 4 car is a pro driver, the number 86. That's the Porsche Holdings, black, red and gold. Chai Yue. Just tracking those two Pro-Am cars. The performance of the car is absolutely identical. So it really is all down to the driver as they head through the 11 and 12 chicane towards the end of the lap. Sheng Tong Auto driver 718, Yuen Bo. Sitting at the moment slightly further down than where he would like to be, 6th position, and he has the Pro-Am leader in the number 2 car, Xiu Bihong, in the Porsche Beijing Central Golden Port car right ahead of him. Leader across the line, then the battle for 2nd. That gap's going out, isn't it? 3 seconds. But it is Lin Keng, who started on the outside of the front row, who is back in 2nd and seems to have established himself there. From Lo Kai Lo and Toro. And then a little bit of a gap. And I wonder if the decision to use the old tyres from Daniel Hu Wenlong is just starting to hurt him now as we head into the middle portion of this race. That number 20 car just dropping back a wee bit. Well, no sign of a defensive line by Bao Jinlong in the number 6. The GT Silver Blue and Red car leads that next little pack. That's 7th, 8th and 9th. And just a moment or two ago, Bianye in the Shanghai Yonda team car going wide and giving up 1-2 positions, maybe more by the time he gets across the the grass and back onto the track. That battle for 7th, 8th and 9th heating up with Lou Wei in the R&B Racing purple and black car. That was our pole sitter in the Pro-Am category, but at the moment he's under pressure from that striped car sitting in behind him. That's the number 86. Try you it. Down the inside. Beautiful manoeuvre. Park it on the apex. Lovely job. Into turn 11 and 12. Heading back through the final corner. Now, a bit of a battle going on for 5th and 6th as well. Xiaobin Wang in the Porsche Beijing Central and Golden Port car. That's the green and black number 2. And now that's 718. Yuan Bo for the Zhengtong Auto. Zhengtong Auto machine. I said he would like to be further up. And he's closed that gap down now. Xiaobin Wang in Pro-Am, leading Pro-Am at the moment, and there will be separate podium. Oh, big lock up of the right front, Michelin into the right hander just as they're going through that chicane. That's at the bottom of the hill at turn 5, and very, very wide, and that was a mistake. But then, just as the pressure was being allowed, Ewan Bo's done exactly the same thing on the next set of corners. Mistakes breeding mistakes there. So now Ewan Bo in the red and white 718 has to do it all again. Meantime, Li Chao and Francis Chat are battling for 14th and 15th position. Li Chao for the Team Better Life. That's another one of the absolute run cars. That striped livery with the very distinctive pink on the side of the black car. And sitting behind him, the 21 Trans China Automotive Racing dark blue and black car. That's Francis Chia. Doesn't look to be much difference between where they're braking for the first corner, which is quite deceptive. It narrows and it goes slightly uphill on the exit. Just as you're setting up for turn 2. Bajin Long, Team Shanghai Yonder, the GT Silver Striped car. Just noticing that the 86 of Cui Yue for Porsche Holdings put his fastest lap in the race last time around as he tries to close down on Baojun Long. Another lock up. Well, this shows how hard the drivers are pushing themselves and their cars. And that was the 21 again of Francis Chet. Francis Chet, who is trying to make up a position with Li Chao right ahead. Both Pro-Am drivers battling for fifth, make that sixth spot in Pro-Am, because the 17 of Hong Shixie is ahead of them, the team CSD. That's the car with the red swoosh on the side of the blue car. Down the inside again. Turn 5. No opportunity for the pass there. Now onto the back straight out of turn 10. Another out of turn 14, excuse me, onto the front straight. Over the top of the rise, through 2. Climbing, climbing, climbing all the time. They'll be side by side across the brow, I think, behind the number 21 of Francis Chia. Then the number 9, there it is. Li Chao. Now, down at turn 1. Oh, was there a little touch there? at five. I think there was, you know. And off over the curbs. Well, the stewards might be... Stewards might be rather busier than they had anticipated at the end of this race. Still watching Li Chow now with Bianhe, the Shanghai Yonder car, right up his tailpipes as they streak through to the far side of the track. Now, down the hill. Henry Kwong is done. His race is over. He's parked at the side of the track of the Triple X Racing team. So, Eric was already at the back, but I'm pretty certain Henry's come to a halt there. Down to turn three. Battle for fifth and sixth. And Henry Kwong sits disconsolately in his number 91 Triple Ace Racing car. As the rest of the field stream by. Sounded like he had a trouble before he pulled off. Just leaves the car on the outside of the circuit. Now, I'm not sure how far off the track that is and whether that can be left there or whether it will be an issue for the other drivers waiting for to hear from race control. While we do that, let's check in for the battle for fifth with Shubi Hong and the Porsche Beijing Central Golden Port car. It's the green and black car. He leads in Pro-Am and is a very creditable sixth overall. Behind him is Ewan Bo, and we have got the safety car. We are going to see the safety car. It was somewhat inevitable, I think, with the position of Henry Kwong's machine, the Triple Ace Racing car, too close to the track side. And the Taycan in full Porsche works colours, ready to roll. I do like the gold wheels. That is very, very classy indeed. No obvious damage to Henry Kwong's car. He understeered off, so whether he's got a problem with his steering. Did have that little spin earlier on. Henry is out of the car. Now, he won't have done that until he was told to do so by the marshals. He'll be safe to the left-hand side of the track. I don't think this is a difficult removal. It should just be a toe. I don't think it needs a... Unless it's stuck in gear, I don't think it needs a lift. But it's right on the edge of the chicane. There is a pickup truck not a million miles away with a tow hitch on it. So we head into lap number 13 as the huge amount of electric torque powers the Taycan away in front of our leader, whose three and a bit second lead, of course, has just evaporated. So here's how they stand. We're on lap 13 of a potential 17. Liu Ye from pole position for Yongxi Racing is ahead of Lin Keng, second position on the grid, although he lost that at the start. BD Group in second. Number 99, Lo Kai Lo for Toro in third. Daniel Lu Ren Long. Now, this is great for Daniel for Meidong Racing. He's on all tyres, remember, so he'll get to cool his tyres down and maybe have another opportunity to have a shot at a podium position. Pro-Am leader is in fifth. Shubhi Huang. Sixth is Ewan Bo. Seventh, the number 86. Another pro-class car of Soyue for Porsche Holdings. And the top 10 made up of Bao Jinlong in the number 6. Number 6. Second in the Pro-Am. Third in the Pro-Am, Liu Wei. So that's another position lost for Liu Wei from Paul. And 10th is the number 233, Jun Jianyong. Jun Jiandong in the he car. Now, that is the Lo Tenzi anime sponsored machine. Another one of the Absolute Run cars. Very distinctive graphics on that car if we get a chance to see it. A virtual pop star. And you absolutely can't miss it with that anime graphic on it. Just going through the chicane there now. So our AM class now then, led by newcomer Tang Robin in the 187 Climax racing car. He's got the number 65 of Zhu Jiao of Team KRC right behind him in the queue. And then Jackie Wu, who's made up positions from the back row of the grid in the Shanghai Pudong and racing car, is in third. So the three AM, in fact, of course, this will bring Eric Kwong back into it as well in the Kiddie World racing car, because he'll close up in that number 23. So we should have the remaining four AM cars at the back of the field. Yep, they're just starting to close up together as we come to complete lap 13 and head on to lap 14 of 17. Another race tomorrow, of course. Check the website or the Porsche Carrera Cup Asia Facebook page to make sure everything... make sure that you are up to date with everything. Race start tomorrow, 20 minutes past 11 here at Juzhou. Still one or two cars to get onto the back of the safety car train here. I think it's Eric Kwong who is... No, Eric Kwong's gone a lap down, I see. That's the problem. So he's fallen off the lead lap. So that must have been... another car that had the problems earlier on. We're coming back to green flag racing as we head into lap 15 of 17. And once again, our pole man has to do it all over again. Liu Ye from Chunxi Racing in the 777, the yellow and black car, has got a very decent start from in second place, the number 22, the almost all white car of Lin Kang for BD Group. Currently the best of the Absolute Racing run cars. Then the dark red front end of the number 99, Lo Kai Lo. Very distinctive colours of the red and silver and black of Toro Racing. Trying to make a move in the midfield, Liu Wei. That was Eric Kwong, actually, the lap car, the Kiddie World car, the multicoloured machine that he's just gone by. And he is desperately trying to hold on to his Pro-Am third position at the moment, with Bao Jinlong ahead of him in second in the Team Shanghai Honda. Team Shanghai Yonda machine. They're battling over 8th and 9th, but 2nd and 3rd in their category. Oh, and we've got a scrap for the lead. It's all turned back up to Gas Mark 6 again. In the heat of the late afternoon now at 4:15 here at Juzhou. Round one of two this weekend in the opening round of the Porsche Carrera Cup Asia. Liu Ye, I hope he's been looking after his Michelin tyres. over 60 degrees, the Michelin track temperature. On to lap number 16. And this is as close as it's been since the start of the race. Lin Keng then for BT Group, starting to put some pressure on. Daniel Liu Wenlong still just off the podium in fourth position, last year's champion. As the field streams through the first corner. Pro-Am being led by Shou Bihong. Now, a bit of a spin. Oh dear, that was right in the middle of the pack. By the 2-3-3. It's the he-he-he car. Yong Yendong. Yong Yendong. Feeling the pressure of Porsche Carrera Cup Asia. It's pretty competitive. As you can see from the small gaps, even before we had the intervention of the Taycan safety car. Bajin Long, second, make that third, excuse me, in Pro-Am, but he's looking at the back of second position. Leading three in Pro-Am together on the track. Shou Bihong in the number two car, the black and green machine, but at the front of the field, that's where the battle is. Not very long to go now. Just over a lap. So, has Lin Keng saved anything? Oh, that's the checkered flag, excuse me. I wasn't counting correctly. So, yeah, in fact, we've run out of time. That's the problem. So we were, with that safety car, one lap shorter than we were expecting. So I wonder if Lin Keng mistimed that, because we didn't get a lap last lap board as they came around to start lap number 16 of what was a scheduled 17 or 30 minute race. So the story of the race will read fairly easily that Liu Ye, having got pole position, then wins the race. But he did have a bit of pressure early on that he had to fend off from the fast starting number 99 of Lokag Lo of Toro. Lo will have to settle for third place. Lin Kang, who started in second, dropped to third, fought back to second in a fantastic run, comes back to second overall. Shou Bihong takes Pro-Am in the number two Porsche Beijing Central and Golden Port car in seventh position overall, ahead of Liu Wei and Bajin Long for R&B and Team Shanghai Yonder respectively. And in the AM category, Tang Ruban for Climax in the number seven from the 65 of Team KRC Zhu Jiao, ahead of Jackie Wu, who was the last man on the lead lap. Let's hear from our first race winner here at Juzhou.
Liu, congratulations for your first win for this season. You're so consistent all the way. What's your secret? What's your strategy? Does it work this time?
Well, we had a good getaway. Then I know my tire is in good condition. And I know Lin Kang was on new tire, but Lokai Luo was overtaking him at the start. So I think the crisis should be off for a moment. So I just do my job and keep the tire under our overheating situation. So I didn't even push a lot. That's the key, to be consistent. Yeah.
All the way consistent.
Yeah. And to be honest, the last two laps, I was quite scared because I somehow pick up some rubbish on the track and it cools down, so it sticks on the tire. So before the safety car goes in, when I steer, the car doesn't turn. It really freaked me out. Anyway, but before the last two corners, I managed to weave a little bit and get rid of the rubbish. So the last two laps was quite scary, but luckily we won.
Yeah, so a bit of tyre pickup then at the end there for Leo Ye. Very... well, plenty of action then for the first of 12 rounds this year. And what a great way to get the season underway after our test days earlier in the week here at Juju. One more race here tomorrow before moving on to the V1 International Circuit in the end of August. Then early September, it's Zhuhai, Singapore supporting F1 at the end of September and the beginning of October. Ningbo Speed Park, right in the middle of October, 14th to the 16th. And we'll round off with two races at Shanghai International Circuit on the weekend of the 28th to the 30th of October. Weather has played ball. See, I told you, 97% of chance it was going to stay dry. We didn't get the 3% of rain. Busy weekend here with the China Touring Car Championship and a couple of other races as well. So good to see the Porsches giving a good account of themselves.
This programme is a Radio Show Limited production.
Tell your friends there's more at RadioLeMans.com.